The hostess was now in the foyer and moving forward, her gown still trailing.
"Claire?" she asked tentatively.
"Claire, can that be you?"
Abruptly, my friend returned to the party, the mansion, and the woman with jewels and the impish smile now standing before her.
"Jennifer," she gasped. "Jennifer! Yes, I'm Claire."
And the two women stood facing each other, radiant with the rapidly returning recognition of a friendship that predated so many struggles, disappointments, and successes. The worlds that separated them disappeared, and two childhood friends from a common place in the shade, beneath an old oak in the Midwest, met once again. My friend's opinion of wealthy people disappeared as she recognized in Jennifer the same smile, now mature, of her childhood neighbor. She no longer noticed Jennifer's necklace, rings, and gown, and the mansion receded in her awareness. They spoke at length and depth about the men they married and the children they mothered, about births and deaths and illnesses and health. They grieved and laughed and made plans to meet again. The guest at the party had become friends of her dear friend, and the mansion, the home of her dear friend. As joy replaced fear, Jennifer's clothes, jewels, and home became no more to Claire than scenery on a stage. The experience of reverence is like that. You see beyond appearances, your judgments disappear, and your heart opens. In other words, your attention goes to the essence of a person or thing, and appearances become no more than costumes.